And that was the ubiquitous Mark Knopfler with country music's reigning diva, Emmy Lou Harris. Great stuff indeed. On average, 2 children per week are born in Ireland deaf or with profound hearing loss. As they grow older, many are being educated in the mainstream education system, resulting in some challenges for themselves, their parents, and for the system. Irish Deaf Kids is a for impact venture aimed at supporting inclusive mainstream education for deaf children in Ireland. For parents, educators, teachers, deaf people and others, irishdeafkids.ie is an online web-based resource for guidance and discussion on good practice. The founder of IDK is Caroline Carswell, and she's here with me in the studio. Good afternoon, Caroline.
Hi,
Connor. Sorry, try that again. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Now we have you. So now, Irish Deaf Kids, what is it Irish Deaf Kids does, your mission statement?
Yes, the mission statement is to support inclusive education for deaf children at mainstream schools in Ireland, while enabling parents to help their child reach their full potential.
Right, and how do you do that? What does IDK, Irish Deaf Kids, what does IDK do?
We are primarily web-based to keep the costs down and get information out to parents and teachers because they may be dealing with a deaf child for the first time in their lives. So they need all the information they can get, and the website is searchable. So if they have a keyword or a question, they can try that on the website or in Google.
Okay. And has there been a big uptake on the part of, say, teachers?
Yes, the teachers are finding it very useful, and we got a lot of informal feedback in email saying, thank you for doing this, we find this information very helpful. So it was great to get the teachers that angle that they might not get in their training, because it seems they get maybe a week's training in special needs. We should include deaf in this. So they really have to do their research themselves. We have specific training to teach a deaf child in their classroom with the other student.
Okay. And how do the deaf kids generally do in school, in the classroom? Are they, once the teacher has some training, are they able to keep up with the other students?
Generally, yes. It can vary from child to child because we are different, as you know.
Right.
Like everybody else. So, ideally, the parent and the child should be working as a team with the teachers in the school and with a visiting teacher from the Department of Education to monitor the child's progress and make sure the schoolwork is being understood and kept up with. And if the child needs extra help, sometimes the school will have resuscitation or occasionally special needs assistant in the classroom with the child. There are different setups on the needs basis.
All depending on the individual child and their needs.
Yes, because there are different degrees of deafness. Do you have hard of hearing? Where a child can hear somebody speaking very loud. You have moderate hearing loss, where maybe 40% of speech is missed. But with a hearing aid, you can recover some of that loss. And at the other extreme, you have profound deafness, like mine, where you just hear aeroplanes or lawnmowers. But with hearing aids, you can hear, say, voices, not the words. Right. And if your hearing is suitable with a hearing aid, you can hear words sometimes if you have a context.
Okay.
So put yourself in the classroom with maybe 20 to 30 other children. It would be a loud classroom with a hearing aid that might amplify the background noise. But there are sound fields in schools. They manage the lowest level so that a hearing aid wearer can hear more of what they should be hearing
right.
from the teacher rather than what they shouldn't be hearing.
Right, so it's a, so a hearing aid is not the not often not a good solution.
It's not a complete solution. It does help, but you need a lot of visual information as well. And that's why we are so excited about technology, because they are whiteboard, iPads, other computers. The information is visual and self-directed instead of coming from a teacher. So we are very excited about the way teaching is changing, because the Charlotte will have more opportunity to give us their pace and to have hands-on learning from a computer and from group work around the computer instead of sitting passively in the class with a book in front of them.
Right, so technology or computers, like, are actually they're quite enabling for deaf people.
Yes,
Great. Let's see. How many deaf people are there in Ireland?
Overall, in the total population, is about 680,000. That includes the seniors who are hard of hearing as well.
Okay.
So, in terms of sign language users, you have about 5,000 native deaf sign language users, and you have other people who know sign language as well. But overall, the number of people with hearing issues is much bigger than the public might realise.
That certainly is a big number, all right.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Now, it was you who founded Irish Deaf Kids.
I did, yes.
And
yes.
How long ago was that?
That was 4 years ago.
And how did you go about it? What prompted you to take this course of action?
It is a combination of factors. I was at a crossroads in career after 15 years in marketing and publishing. And I was really thinking, I need something with soul in it. So people kept saying about using the life experience. So I thought, okay, I'll use that with computers and with the web. What I knew, because in business, the advice is to use what you know. So that is the area that I defined for myself. And we are always open to feedback. So we hope you are doing a good job.
Right. Well, it sounds like you are. And what about the Department of Education? Did you get them on board at an early stage? The Department of Education?
They know of our operations. And on the teaching side, the INTO and the TEY are aware of our website. And we know the Department of Education is aware of our operations, but they haven't endorsed us in any way. We hope that might change in future, because really the sectors should be collaborating, say health and education and social. There needs to be much more cross-sector collaboration. And in fact, last year RDK got an award with the e-government education category for its cross-sector information provision.
Very good. Congratulations.
Thank you. We are very happy about that.
Right. I'm sure you are, yeah. And now you're hosting a seminar tomorrow.
That's right. It's about post-school options for teenagers who are deaf. And the parents can come along as well, because parents are always worried what are the children going to do after school. So we've arranged a programme where two deaf graduates will outline their journeys from school into college and into the workplace. And you also have people speaking on internships and volunteering and the disability access route to education for college and arranging your college support. Because like we said earlier, everybody has a different experience of being deaf. So they are able to arrange different college support for their needs.
Very good. And what about membership? How many members do you have currently?
We have regular website visitors.
Right. So of course, yeah.
Yes, that's how we measure rather than members.
Right.
And we have a very active Facebook group where the parents support each other and write to each other and meet up for coffee outside of the group, which is fantastic. And on the Twitter side, we have a high number of followers, and we're very happy about that as well, because IDK is for everybody. It's not just for the deaf community.
Right. It must be fantastic for parents of a deaf child to know that there's a resource like this around, you know, where knowledge is pooled and information is pooled. They must be delighted with it.
We hope so, especially because the team has different people. We have parents on the team. We have deaf adults who've been to college and gone into workplaces and enjoyed their career. And we know the struggle that children can have because we were there ourselves.
Of course.
And we can, of course, give the parent that perspective, because that's something they can't experience themselves because they are not deaf.
Right, yeah.
So that's very valuable.
Of course, yeah, yeah. Because they need to learn as much about the experience of being deaf as they can.
Yes.
For their children.
Yes.
Right,
yes.
Right. Okay, now, the seminar tomorrow, that's going on where?
At the Marathon Hotel in Panmure Street. And it's booked out at present.
And what?
It's booked out.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Oh, so
we...
okay, no.
Yes.
Well, will you run it again, do you think?
Yes, we'll be doing more seminars in the new year, so keep an eye on the website for those.
Right, and now, so anybody who's hearing about this for the first time, it's booked out, they can't go tomorrow, but will you be posting some of the information from that on your website?
Yes, we have a calendar page on the website, and that's where notices of all the seminars goes.
Okay, the question I had was tomorrow's seminar, so the
yes.
information that comes up on that, will that information get posted on the site afterwards?
It will, a summary.
Okay,
yes.
Right.
Yes, it will be sharing the doubt, don't worry.
Right. Look, this sounds like an absolutely fabulous resource for parents. So what's the website?
The website is irishdeafkids.ie.
Okay.
And I will add that we are doing a Christmas card from this month with a picture of the daughter river.
Nice. Yeah, right. I'm looking at the picture now. It's gorgeous.
Yes. Yes, there's a reflection of a tree in the river from last Christmas snow.
So with snow all over the place, yeah. Gorgeous picture.
Yes.
Very Christmassy altogether. So, and these are available on the website?
They will be.
Okay. Great stuff. Well, Caroline, thanks a million for taking the time to come in to talk to us.
That's great.
And the best of luck with tomorrow, and the best of luck moving forward, or best of luck in future as well.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. And that was Caroline Carswell from Irish Deaf Kids. The website there is www.irishdeafkids.ie.